Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
I feel that.
Also, I have no nails today, but I'm getting my new set tomorrow.
Oh, I get my new set tomorrow too. I have to take these off today.
I took mine off yesterday because...
Well, that thumb one was broken.
Yeah, my thumb was broken, which I kept gluing back on, which is fine. But then my middle one on this finger cracked, and then my pinky one on this finger cracked, and I was like, okay, so we're done. But then I was like, I don't have any work, and I get a new set Monday morning. I'm just going to take these off. Because then it was just annoying me having to, like, I knew I had to wash my hair yesterday, and I was like, if I do that with these all these broken nails, all the hair is going to get stuck.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So I was like, get rid of these, and then I won't feel so stressed out when I try to do it 30 minutes before I have to be there.
Which I always think is crazy. I always do it the night before, but to each their own, I guess.
I always do it the morning of, which is not good. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So no one be afraid, but I do have no nails right now.
Okay.
What else is new?
We went to Penn State.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah.
Now, Penn State, did I have fun when I was at your school? Yes.
Yes.
Was every other part of that entire excursion to get there and go home a fucking nightmare?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if you guys know this, but Penn State is in a city called Bumfuck Nowhere.
Or State College is what the others call it.
It's in the fucking middle of nowhere, which I did not know. No. But I also did not know that it was... I guess what could only be described as the amazing race to get there. I have to look at clues and figure out how. And then everything goes wrong on my way there.
We were doing a go-see. That's how it felt.
Yeah.
In a foreign country.
Yeah. That's why I said the amazing race. It was like I was fighting with my teammates while I was trying to read the map in the middle of Hong Kong. So getting there, going home, nightmare. The experience
going
there.
Going home was fine.
Well, except for the morning.
Never mind. You're right.
Yeah. So, like...
do you want to start from the top?
Oh, yeah. We missed our plane going there.
Yeah. Because there was an unbelievable amount of traffic to LAX. As many times as we've flown out of LAX, I've never seen it like that.
Well, and even when we got to the airport, fucking finally.
Yeah.
I was telling Dayson, Adam, and Billy, I was like... It's starting to feel like we don't remember how to travel. And I don't know why that's happening.
It's not that. It's because we couldn't fly Delta.
Every
Anytime we do not fly Delta, something unbelievable, and before we even get to the fucking airport, happens to us.
And I wish that that was purely biased because I am on Delta Airlines, like my show.
You know who never does
it's
that to
not.
Us? Is also Hawaiian Air.
Yeah, and we've that's
We've never
different.
Had issues with Hawaiian or Delta.
And every time I'm flying Hawaiian, I'm... going home, so I feel happy and relaxed. But for work, anything work, it's any time I fly an airline that is not Delta, something happens. I don't know why, and it's shit out of our control, which is the craziest part. What I was telling Dayson as I had a panic attack on the way to the airport because we missed our flight on the way there, as I was like in the middle of doing that, I told Dayson, I was like, so pissed off at myself because I had the best, most productive day the day before we left. I literally worked out twice that day, packed at 5 p.m., was in bed by 9:30. And I did a bunch of big ass chores around my house that I've been meaning to do, went grocery shopping, cleaned my house, did all this shit, whole next day a nightmare, right? That's just how it goes. However, I did reschedule my therapy because I was like, I have a lot of stuff I want to get done before Penn State. I don't really think I have any updates from this girl, so I'm going to text my therapist. So I did. And then I was telling Dayson, as I was panicking on the way to the LAX, I was like, I literally rescheduled therapy because I was like, I think I'm good. Like, I don't have anything to work on this week. And then a couple things happened that are well out of my control. And I had a nervous breakdown. So clearly that's not true. Clearly I still got a ways to work. So anyways, yeah, our flights got fucked up. We had to eat at CPK and stay there for like 3.5 hours because we were already at the airport, so we weren't going to go home. And then we flew finally, which was fine. But because of the lack of flights into Penn State, we had to fly into D.C. and then drive for 4 hours. Mm-hmm.
At 10 p.m.
At 10 p.m. Now, we didn't drive, thankfully, but we get scared being driven by people who are not family. So, like, we all stayed up for the most part.
I didn't sleep at all.
Either. Yeah, just kind of sitting up. Guy was really nice, though. Did a great job getting us there. We get to the hotel. We're like, oh, thank God we're here. It's 2 a.m. Go in the hotel.
But is it a hotel or is it an Airbnb?
It's a hotel. By legal definition, it's a hotel.
Why did the...
How it operates like an Airbnb? Yeah. I have no clue.
Is that allowed?
I have no... Like, there's no clue.
So at this... I say hotel with quotation marks. There's no front desk.
Yeah. There's no... We go inside. There's no front desk. There's no one there because it's 2 a.m.
Yes.
And so then we go and we look and we're like, okay, I think... And there's no, like, map. There's no... Mm-hmm. We just know what the name of the room is called.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were all, like, names. And they were all, like, suites, whatever that means. And we go and we send Billy up first to, like, go upstairs to look. 8 flights of stairs, no elevator. 3 humongous bags, over 50 pounds.
3 giant beige suitcases. I need to make it up those 10 flights of stairs. And
1 pissed off bitch, yeah. And that's me. I felt a rage that was so palpable. And it was like, Dayson is spaghetti noodle arms currently.
I can't carry anything.
So she can't carry anything. And Billy was like, I'll just carry all of them. Just give me a second. And I was like, we're going upstairs. Like, and when I say we were on the top floor, bitch, we were on the top fucking floor. We counted all of the stairs, including the ones inside the suite they gave us. 10 flights.
Mm-hmm. 10 flights of stairs. 10 flights of stairs after missing our flight and having to take fucking 800 flights to get there.
And then drive for four hours. Land at 2 a.m. Carry 3 65-pound bags up 8 flights of stairs. And so Adam carried his, Billy carried me. Thank God me and Billy shared a suitcase on the way there. Thank fucking God. So he carried ours and then I carried Dayson's. And it's funny because I'm pretty strong right now because I've been lifting a lot. But I was telling my mom the next morning, I was like, just pure rage made me carry that. I carried Dayson's heavy ass bag up 8 flights of stairs on my shoulder like a tote bag. That's how mad I was. That's how pissed off I was that there was no elevator. I literally had my like purse and a bag of snacks that we bought, and then I had Dayson's Bay's luggage over my shoulder like this. And I was like, just go. Finally got all the way up there. Wouldn't you know it? 2 more flights of stairs. Billy had to carry it up the rest of it. So a nightmare, in short. But the experience going to Penn State itself was pleasant, which I enjoyed. Everybody there was really sweet. The town that we were staying in, that Belafonte town, it literally, Jason said it looked like Mystic Falls from Vampire Diaries, which is true.
Or in Severance, where Miss Cobell is from. It looked like that.
Yeah, or yeah. It looked like an evil Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like outside. It was so barren. Mm-hmm. So empty, too. There was like hardly anybody there. Mm-hmm. Kind of spooky. But the experience, thankfully, was really pleasant. Everyone was very nice. Also, while we were there, we watched Adolescence,
mm-hmm.
the show. And it was really good. Mm-hmm. And really good. Scary. Ooky, spooky, scary. I really enjoyed that show. And you guys know I never watch anything new. So that was enjoyable. And then coming home, I scheduled an Uber the last morning, like when we had to go home. And I scheduled it really early because, again, we didn't want to miss our flight. And this time we were flying out of their tiny little airport. And I set it for 6:30 a.m. At 6:33 a.m., the woman calls me. And as soon as I answer, she's like an older woman. As soon as I answer, I go, hello. She goes, where are you?
And then they argue for she was berating Drew for like
she
10
was
minutes.
Berating me because we weren't downstairs exactly at 6:30, and I literally told her I have a 15-minute grace period, and she goes, I don't do that. And I go, okay, well, I need time to carry the bags downstairs. Like, and she's like 60. And she goes, okay, I'll just come up and help you. And I go, you're going to come up 8 flights of stairs and help me carry my bags down? I don't need you to do that. I need you to just sit in the fucking car and wait. And then she pissed me off so bad, I said, you should leave. And I hung up. And then she left. And then we had to get some help to schedule a taxi. But then when we got to the State College Airport, everybody there was so nice.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Like, and then we got to eat at a little cafe. The airport is like, think of the smallest airport you've ever been to. It's smaller than that. Yeah. It's literally just one room. And I'm not joking.
Like one long room.
But not even that long of a room. Yeah. That's why like Drew was like, is the Eugene airport like this? I go, no, it's bigger than this.
And yeah,
that was,
which is crazy.
That has always been the smallest airport I've ever been
yeah,
into.
Which yeah, which is crazy. In the Burbank one, I've been there. It's small. Like,
but not that one's,
but not
like,
that small.
That one's like about as big as Eugene. It might be a little bit bigger.
The Burbank one?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it as big as John Wayne or is John Wayne bigger?
John Wayne's way bigger. That's yeah, like an international type one.
No, you're right.
No, but like literally like.
But you know how it says they're international, but it's like Ontario where it's still
but
really
Ontario
small.
Has like multiple like,
yeah,
like buildings.
Our,
it's still bigger.
And stuff.
Yeah.
No, Ontario's a lot bigger. I was just saying, I was comparing it to Eugene.
No, it was
because I can't remember.
Smaller. That's why I didn't realize we were at the end of the airport. Like we were like, oh, let's go try and go through TSA. And we didn't realize it was right behind us.
Yeah.
Because
it's
it wasn't
so
open yet.
Small.
Yeah.
It's like the smallest room. And everybody was so nice.
In the whole airport, yeah.
Oh my God, thank God. Because I was like, we have had the worst travel. Mm-hmm. Also, the one day we were there in the morning, me, Billy, and Adam walked into the town to get coffee and like lunch and stuff. Went to a coffee shop. Food was fire. And the coffee was great. But when we were walking there, we like didn't see anybody around. So it was, we were like, oh, it's kind of creepy because it's so empty. And he was like, okay, Halloween town, which we were laughing. And then when we walked by so many houses and they had so much Trump stuff. And then if it wasn't Trump stuff, it was like libertarian shit. Like it was like, don't tread on me kind of shit. And I was like,
that's Trump stuff.
It's all no, don't tread on me. Libertarian is different. Like,
no, I know what I'm saying. Don't tread on me. When I've seen it, is synonymous with the Trump people.
No, the don't tread on me is the snake and it's the Ben Franklin thing. I it's know. Like the dude in The Last of Us who like doesn't believe in big government. He doesn't believe in, but he doesn't fight for anyone either. It's like they're like independent thinkers, but they don't build community either. So they're also spooky, not as spooky to me as like a Republican, but still. But when I saw all of those, I saw so many signs and I was like, it's kind of scary that I'm seeing so many signs, but no people. Spooky. But then when we got in town, it didn't seem that way. So I was like, I don't know if it's just like an outskirts thing.
Or
I have
just
no clue.
Belafonte was like that and not wherever.
Yeah. It's just, it's the vibes were kind of hard to read, huh? Like they were kind of hard to read out there.
In that town?
Yeah. Like
the
I
town
just,
is racist.
No, the town's racist. Yeah. I'm just saying like, but the people, like I saw too many different people to be like, for me to just write all every person off like that. Sure. Which makes me think that it's like OG racists who live in that town. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a bunch of college students because of the school. Mm-hmm. So they could be from anywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that was just kind of my summation of it. But other than that, thank God the people at the State College Airport were so nice. And then they made getting home easier because they were just like the loveliest people. And then we had like a connecting flight in our last flight. I remember when we finally touched down in LA, Billy was like, we're home. I was like, no, for real. And that flight attendant was the nicest lady ever.
She was very nice.
She was so sweet. I told Jason on the flight home, the flight attendant, when I left the restroom at one point, she was like, oh, did you need anything? And I was like, oh, no, I'm good. And she goes, okay, cool. Just want to make sure. And she goes, is the girl in the last row your sister? And I go, oh, yeah, because, like, she was sitting with Adam and I was sitting with Billy when we were, like, apart. And then she goes, okay, I thought so because you guys have the same last name. But more than that, you look identical. And I was like, yeah, we kind of get that a lot. Mm. And then she was like, okay, just wanted to make sure. And I think it's because I had a mask on almost the entire flight. But when she had seen me that time, I had taken it down.
No, sure.
And then when she saw my full face, she was like, you guys look identical. So sometimes I think people just want to confirm. Otherwise, they think we should hang out. Like, they're like, if you guys aren't related.
Yeah, we're about to parent trap you guys.
You, yeah, you guys should 23andMe or something.
Something, yeah.
And yet, let's see. What else? What other updates?
I finished Severance. They just put out the finale. I watched
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You told me.
I heard a lot of people say they didn't like it, but I really liked it. It set it up for another season, which is kind of annoying because I feel like they should wrap it up soon because they could have in this one. But it's only the second one, so I feel like they could do another one.
Yeah, maybe it'll be like House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon's supposed to be over after the next season.
Yeah. Which would make three. I'm caught up on Yellow Jackets.
And maybe it takes as much effort as something like a House of the Dragon to film that show. No,
I mean, the
show.
Budget on that film, that show.
It's probably crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
I think about it all the time.
I bet. I feel like a good show, you could wrap in like three seasons.
Yeah, because me and Carrie were talking about it because she was saying like Lost went on for 100 years. I was like, yeah. I didn't watch that show. And I'm sure people felt pretty similarly about like The Walking Dead. Like you were kind of like, all right, we
got it. Yeah, that's how I felt about Sons of Anarchy. I was like, yeah. You could have wrapped this like three seasons ago.
Sure, yeah.
Vampire Diaries, same thing.
But Severance is like, this season especially, I was like, all right, I think you guys will be good in one. And then the way they did the ending, I was like, never mind. They just set it up for at least one more.
At least.
And then I'm caught up on Yellow Jackets, and that show, me and Carrie were both saying, we need to wrap it up. Like, right. That one, we're like, okay, we know they get saved, right, out of the forest.
Yeah.
Let's get them saved.
Let's go ahead and get to the savings.
Let's get them saved, yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah. So I just caught up on that. I'm caught up on Abbott Elementary. Oh, I just started Paradise, because Dom said it's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one with Sterling K. Brown and James Marsden.
Yes.
But, like, just started, like, I'm 10 minutes into the first episode.
Oh, nice.
And then, yeah, when we
And we watched Adolescence.
And I watched Adolescence. I've watched it now twice, because my parents were watching it in my room when I was blacked out and they took me home from Jordan's birthday.
Then
I watched it again in
yeah, I told Adam said he had started watching it, and that's why he put it on again when we were at the
so he's watched it twice too.
Philadelphia. Yeah, but he said he hadn't finished it. So he said he watched like the first episode and a half or something, and then when he glammed me, I watched the last two, and then I watched the first two with Jason and Billy. So then I saw all four,
and then I don't know if I saw it on TikTok or on Instagram, but they were saying episode three, that's the one that's just him and the psychologist.
Yeah,
they said that entire episode was improv.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, not the whole thing, but like,
no, that's what they said,
the subtleties of it. Yeah, no, the lines are not improv.
That's what they said, the creator of the show, he said that.
Well, they can't, like,
well, they set the scene when you do improv, they go, okay, purposely, like, so they set the scene and tell them this.
No,
is
I know
happening.
I meant the main driving things of what she had to ask and what she had to, you know what I'm saying, like.
Okay, I don't know. Anyways,
I know which parts were improv. I saw TikToks on it when they said like she fucked up on one of the lines, but he kept going with her, and then that saved the take. I did see too. They filmed episode three first. That was the first one they did.
Oh, that's crazy.
Which I was also, the dad was one of the creators, which I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Yeah, he was really good.
So he's one of the main, and he said him and another guy, they wrote it together.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he wrote in his. I saw him on the Tonight Show. I saw a clip of him on the Tonight Show. And he was saying that he didn't want it to be a whodunit. Like, he wants you to know immediately that he did it. It's more so the why.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to figure out, is why would you do something like this? And he said, I wanted to make that very clear. And he was saying, I saw a story about it that moved me to tears. Like, a story like that. He said he saw two stories not too far apart in the UK where young men are stabbing young women. And they're fueled by this red pill shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it made him cry. So he was like, this is such a problem. Like, we need to talk about this. So when I saw on TikTok before I watched the show that it was about like red pill shit, I was like, oh, tea. So because I thought it was like a murder mystery thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I found out it's not a mystery, you know, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, interesting. Because that would be kind of expected, right? To think, like, did he do it? But in this one, it's like, no, he did it. We just want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that very interesting. And scary, dog. I was, like, explaining to Adam about it.
Because, mm-hmm,
obviously, it's, like, supposed to be modern. But I was explaining to Adam, like, the subtleties in the way that, like, he doesn't respect women or see them as equals or see them as, like, humans. And he's so young. Like, I was telling Adam, that's the shit I'm talking about that I see all the time that I choose not to platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking scary. Like, the shit that they think and the way they see. And I think it's because, too, I, as a young woman, like, obviously we're older, so it's different. But, like, I know what young girls talk about. And to hear what young boys talk about, I'm like,
I mean, yeah.
Doesn't that, like, horrify? It horrifies me, bro.
I mean, yeah, because we're both girls. But, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. When we found out, but, like, with like Donnie and stuff. I was like, that's what you guys are doing?
Yes.
I agree. Not him, but I'm saying that's what the kids around you are doing.
Like he would, that's why that's probably what horrifies me about it. And it's just gotten worse, obviously, with the with social media and stuff. I even saw a girl's video on my TikTok today that it was this lady saying, she's a British lady. She had a son young. She said back in 2021, she found out that her son was buying into that red pill shit. And she like caught it immediately and then started like, because she's a single mom. So she's not watching him all the time, you know what I mean? And what he's consuming. Because it's unrealistic to think that you can. And she said he made one comment about something because someone said, how did you know he had started like, you know, looking at shit like that? And she said, because of the way he talked. And then she said at dinner once they were talking about something. And then he's like, oh, well, she's a gold digger. All women are. She said that was the comment he made that made her go, what are you talking about? Yeah. Anywho.
And it's March Madness, and I have been watching, and I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About the basketballs.
Oh, I was trying to think of the other thing.
Because then you know what happens next?
Hmm.
The draft.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know what happens next? Season. Very excited.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
My show's I don't know if on. I finished talking about adolescence, but it's 10 out of 10. Very good. oh, I was talking about that girl who caught her.
Yes.
De-pilled
her son?
Yeah, de-red-pilled her son. Basically, she caught him saying that one thing, and then she was like, I watched, the video I saw was her saying that conversation she had. Mm-hmm. And she said, what do you mean by that? When he said the gold digger thing. And he said, that's just how women are. They're gold diggers. And then she said, what women do you know who are gold diggers? Like, she literally said, give me the names of at least two women. Mm-hmm. And he's like, she said he had nothing to say. And then he's like, okay, well, that's just how they are in general. And she goes, well, that's not true because you just said all the women you do know are not like that. You can't think of one. So that where did you hear that? And then she said that he showed her the video he watched. And it was all Andrew Tate shit and all that shit. And then she said that, like, that was back in 2021. So now I think she said he's like 16, 17. But at the time he was like 11. Which is like around the time that that starts happening.
Yeah.
And I just find that so scary. I find that so fucking horrifying.
I mean, there's
that it starts that young.
There's going to be so much research in like 5 or 10 years that shows the exact way that that pipeline operates.
I know.
Because I find it so interesting. So scary. I mean, men are always obviously brought up from when they're, you know, literally born that they are more important than women and things like that.
Yeah.
And then women are like, not like, and not you, you're not important.
And you need to worry about everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's just a societal standard.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking scary. And then what I was thinking too about after when we watched the show was that Billy was telling me when he got a haircut, like right before we went to Philadelphia, he said that when he was getting his haircut, he was listening to the dude in the chair next to him talk to his barber about the male loneliness epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining to him that's why he's single, because women are bitches and women are gold diggers and women, like he's a red pill dude, but he's in his 30s. And Billy said he was listening to him tell the barber, that's why I'm single. Like, that's why girls don't like me. They don't respect men. They don't care about us. Which makes me laugh that you're telling your barber that. Like, he don't give a fuck, right?
Mm.
But Billy said his barber was cutting him up and his back was to the guy. And he was like, you know me. I'm a nice guy. Like, why would you know me? But like women, you know, they want men with like a lot of money and like men who are tall. And the guy cutting up Billy was like, okay. And they're like listening. These are grown men.
Mm.
Oh, we're cooked. But I said like that happened right before we went to Philadelphia. So when I watched that show, I was like thinking about shit like that, and I was like, yo, that's so horrifying. Like, I brought up
Donnie when he would tell us like what kids at his school are talking about
and what they're saying and shit. Yeah, like, dude, what? It's fucking horrifying. Yeah. Oh my god, it's so scary. So that show is very fucking important. And when I saw that girl's TikTok today, she was saying, I saw a lot of people saying like, this is, you know, why it's important to watch this show with your kids. It's important to talk to your kids, especially your young boys, right? It's important to do that, blah, blah, blah. But she was saying, but no one was talking about like actually having the conversation of like finding out how they find this shit, finding out how they, what they believe in, like mm-hmm. that type of shit. And so she's like, that's why I wanted to talk about my son and like my experience and basically say like, I caught him doing it. We squashed it. He's not like that now. So that's important too. And I think that's really cool that people are being like honest about shit like that because it is fucking scary. Anyways, what else is new? Aura Ring. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. Not sponsored. I'm on this shit now.
I gotta tell my Aura Ring that my period started today.
Oh yeah, I'm waiting till mine starts so I could let mine know too.
I have to tell her right now, sorry.
I have to tell her. But yeah, I got the Aura Ring for Billy for Christmas because that was one of my gifts to him because he loves stuff like this. Like he loves nerd. He loves tracking like workouts, his like sleeping patterns, like stuff like that. He used to do it all the time with his Apple Watch when he was.
Oh, it says my chance of conception is low right now. Someone tell my boyfriend.
To the man. Someone tell the men. But yeah, I got when Billy was a trainer, he had the Apple Watch and loved it. Mm-hmm. And then he hasn't been wearing the Apple Watch, obviously, since he stopped training. And it's like I told Adam another reason why I liked the Aura Ring was because I always think of that meme when they're like people who wear their Apple Watches with every outfit. And then they said, OK, spy kid. Mm-hmm. And that made me like it makes me laugh because that's why I stopped wearing my Apple Watch too, because I didn't like wearing it with every single outfit. I think it's just because with any outfit, you're still wearing an Apple Watch. Like it's not, no matter what band you put on it, it's not really blending that well. And I like wearing jewelry more than I like wearing watches.
And I dated someone who she would always, that thing never left her.
Oh,
wrist.
Come on. Knock it off. It's crazy to me. Yeah. Right. And so that's another reason why Billy stopped wearing it too, because he starts wearing jewelry and then he's like, doesn't want to wear the Apple Watch with all the jewelry. So I got him the Aura Ring back in December. He's loved it ever since I got it from him. And so I told Dayson about it because I was like, you know, you should get an Aura Ring too, because we were talking about like getting better sleep and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so Dayson got one and then I got myself one. And then Dayson got my dad one for his birthday. And then I got my mom one so she wouldn't be left out. So now we all have them. But when I tell you that thing is course correcting me in terms of sleep, already I feel like I'm answering to it. Like I was like, when I get the notifications, I'm like, oh, it's time to start preparing for bed. I'm like, you're right, I should start preparing for bed.
I know. And then I look at my phone for 2 more hours and I go, oh, I was supposed to prepare for bed 2 hours ago.
Sometimes I do that, but for the most part I've been doing pretty good. And I really love checking my sleep score. Mm-hmm. And my readiness score.
Me too.
Plus it just tracks so many things, which I love and appreciate. So
no, like mine
in my old ass age
can tell when something triggers me.
Mine too.
It'll tell me what activity was happening right here. I was like, oh, I was having a really bad shame spiral right there. That's what you're looking at, King. That's not activity, that's anxiety.
No, mine too. Mine marked my stress levels today. Mm-hmm. Mine was like, you're stressed already, it's the morning. I'm not kidding. Like, and I was like, actually, yeah, I am.
Girl, let's talk about it.
Thanks for checking in with me, girl.
Yeah,
you're right, I am.
How did you know?
Yeah, it's like, let's manage those stress levels, it's so early. That's like it said. Oh. Something like that. Oh right. But I love it. Mm-hmm. Now do I think it looks like I look like a mafia boss? Mm-hmm. With this big thick ass ring and it has to go on this finger? Yes. But
is it that one or it could be your middle one too, right?
No, it said in the instructions it has to be your pointer finger.
I mean, I picked my pointer finger. I can't remember what it said, so.
It said, like, to put it on this finger on whichever hand you prefer. But I did get little decorative rings to go around it so it looks a little cuter. Mm-hmm. Which, that's been fun for me, too. But, anyways, I think that's all I got as far as news from me. Any updates on me? What about you?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Not much. All my shows and that's it.
It felt like we did a million things since the last time we filmed, but really that trip was just so riddled with stress and awfulness that it felt like it lasted for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I went out with my friends for my friend Andrew's birthday. Mm-hmm. We went to dinner and then we went to a lesbian bar in LA and it was really fun. And
love.
I brought my weed pen just for fun. I only had one drink and I was like, I'll hit my pen. I hit my pen once and I looked at Carrie and I go, and what if I went home? Because as soon as I'm high, I want to go home.
And you're telling me, queen.
And then I did just that. And we went home. Oh, you guys, I have caught up. Well, I got to watch today's episode, but I'm caught up on The White Lotus season 3. I'm obsessed with it. Walton Goggins, if you'll give me okay, 5 seconds
Dayson
of your time.
Okay, Dayson was saying she didn't really care for it.
And I was wrong. And all my cousins last weekend, when I blacked out with them, they told me, you have to watch it. Because we were talking like
Parker. I've heard it's crazy.
We were talking like Parker Posey the whole day. And it was so funny.
Love her.
Josh kept going, Piper, no. Yeah. Over and over again. Tsunami. So then I watched it while I was hungover. And I'm obsessed with it. I did, cool. But that's what I just saw Josh again yesterday. And I was telling him, I like could give a fuck about season 2. And I watched the whole thing in a day.
Yeah.
I was like, don't care. This season, I'm like, no. And there's certain storylines that I care more about.
Yeah.
But then it's funny because I obviously just now caught up. So then I was recapping it with Drew because Drew's never going to watch it.
Yeah.
And telling her all the weird parts. But then also asking her, okay, was this person nice to you? Was this because I didn't know, like, I knew who most of the people were, yeah. like the older actors and actresses.
Yeah.
But the younger ones, I didn't know all of them. And
they were all so sweet.
Yeah.
Everybody was so wonderful.
No, Drew had a good experience with all of them, but yeah. It just made me laugh because I was like, and I need Walton Goggins like it right now, like immediately.
Everybody likes that guy. Like he was so nice too. He was he was real fun. He was
goofy.
He was real, and I feel like he came from the beach or something because he was like sunburned when I saw him.
No, that's just what he looks like.
Oh, T. I mean, he could have been. I was like, you look like when he walked up, I was like, you look like you got some color. I don't even know him.
I was just telling Janelle, and she was like, what, are we going to prom? And I told her, like, he was going, I don't know.
He was getting all rizzed. I rizzed the hell out of that dude. He loved me.
I told her, and she could not stop laughing. We were talking about it yesterday. Dude, it was so funny.
He literally, like, I was like, we're matching. Look at us. Mm-hmm. We look like we're going to prom. And he was like, we do look like we're going to prom. And then he says, and you can't hear
Wait,
him.
Wait, who is the guy that you said was laughing really loud?
Arnhem. His name's Arnhem. That's all I know about him.
What? Who does he play in the show?
I don't know what his character's name is.
I have to look
his
it up.
His name is Arnhem. I think he plays someone who hooks up with that Michelle lady.
Is he Valentine? Do you guys know? Is it Arnest, buddy? It's Arnest. It's not Arnhem.
Forgive me. I'm sorry. You know what's even more annoying is he reposted my stuff and was like,
yeah, okay, guys, is it Valentine? He plays the guy that like is taking care of the three white ladies. Like he works at the hotel.
Okay, T.
But
so I was right about that.
Yeah, so yeah. There's an episode, this last episode, he's I think Russian, and he brings out his two other Russian friends. One was that bald guy,
the big tall guy.
Yeah, and then one is a different guy, I don't remember. And they all go out, and then when they come back to the hotel to like hang out at the girls' suite, they're all like drinking and jumping in and out of the pool.
Okay.
And I want to say the big bald one, it had to have been him, shows his full peepee, like full frontal, right?
The really tall one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so many, I saw like tweets joking about it, saying like another White Lotus episode where Arnest doesn't show full frontal.
That's bad about it. It's still not him.
They've shown three peepees
like
on the show, guys.
And they're like, and what's his fucking deal?
Okay, your friend can do it. Why can't you?
Okay, everybody do it then.
But like, I don't get it. No, I told you guys.
I
need Walton Goggins to show full frontal.
They told me about, what's his name?
Arnest.
That's unfortunate. They told me, like, when they were telling me about him, he was like Mr. Popular, like with the ladies, like that they were kind of explaining to me that he's like one of those that like the girls are like that, flash us, who said that, have you seen those comments?
Yeah, or the little things where they bend over and open
their butt. I know, I've done the one with flashing,
yeah,
with your tits. It's so funny, you know, but they're like, flash us, who said that, that's what they're called.
That's me to Walton Goggins.
But they were, I think they were telling me that was his aura, right? Like that's what the audience, they were like fiending over him, which stands true.
And the show hadn't even come out yet.
I know.
When they're telling you that.
I know.
They
isn't
just
that crazy?
Knew. They're like, no, and everyone's saying that. I don't get that from him, but like, sure.
But that's what they were telling me that about him, which I think they already anticipated. Obviously, they anticipated about Patrick Schwarzenegger. They already anticipated that about him. But then, like, Walton, I don't know if they anticipated that.
No, so that's need him.
That's what makes me laugh is that, like, it's like those two guys and then Walton, like the three
and
of
then
them.
The guy that plays Lucius Malfoy, yeah,
and then and he was a little weird, but nice, but weird, but strange. I think he's just old and British, but yeah, that's really funny. And Walton, like, after I made that joke about the prom thing, and he was like, yeah, He was like, I saw you right when I started walking. I was looking at you the whole time, and I was thinking, we go together. And I was like, we sure do, King. Anyways, and the big, tall Russian guy.
Yeah.
He was nice, too, but yeah, he was a little odd, too, but he was nice. He was nice, though. He got real close to me. I was like, okay, all right, I can hear you from here.
I was telling Mayo that there's this part, if you guys don't give a fuck, by the way, this is like when we talk about the Great British Baking Show and people go, I can't wait till that show's done, because that's all they talk about every episode.
We talked about the White Lotus, never.
Today. Yeah. The three white women that all hang out, so Carrie Coons, she's this one in the hat.
Yeah, she's the one who, I made that joke about her waist missing.
Oh, it wasn't to Leslie Bibb?
Wait, let me see.
No, I think you said that to her with the bob.
Oh, Carrie was in the suit. Yeah. She was really nice. Yeah.
So she, the whole premise of those three women is that they're all talking shit on each other to each other.
Yeah.
So the very first time you see it, it's when Carrie Coons gets up and goes to her room. She's like, I'm going to go to bed, because she's kind of drunk. And they stay there. From her room, she can see both of them. So she goes to her room and she sees them talking. And she just goes, and then falls on her bed and goes to sleep. And I was like, me every day when I go home. But they just make me laugh. I love them.
Like, she's doing that, like she's like sad.
Yeah, because she knows they're talking shit on her, because she does it too.
That's so weird.
And then like she's like she's getting divorced, and like, so, and both of them are married and whatever. But then like Michelle Monaghan plays like a famous actress, so she pays for all of them to go on this trip. So but you could tell she's still insecure, and her husband's like 10 years younger than her, and like he doesn't call her all the time. And then Leslie Bibb plays the Trump supporter. And that's why Mayo was saying it's funny, because Leslie Bibb's character, you could tell she's the only one who knows who she is. But I was like, but you could still tell she's uncomfortable around them, because she still feels insecure. Like, it doesn't matter.
Well, she knows who she is, but she's not proud of who she is. Yeah. And that's what makes her feel inferior to the other two.
Well, and then that's the environment. Because
who she is a big hit.
Yeah. Like, well, and then the environment that they've created for each other is to always feel insecure, because they're always talking shit on each other. Yeah,
exactly.
But it's so funny.
No, they were all so nice. Like, the whole cast was so nice. I'm fired up that you like the season, because I've heard nothing but wonderful things about it. No,
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I tried season two. I did not like it.
And it looks stunning.
I was telling Josh and Mayo yesterday, I was like, that's the first time I've watched the show and been like, I want to go to that resort.
Yeah,
I
want to go. The filming of it and the coloring and everything. Oh my God, it's stunning. No, and
all the monos. I'm trying to walk around and hang out.
Also, I've gotten several DMs from people who have said, y'all, they were like, oh my God, girl, I saw that the White Lotus follows you. Is this like a hint at something? I'm all, no, girl.
That you're gonna be in season four?
Yeah. No, I was like, no, I just I hosted it, so they followed me. But I've gotten several DMs like that, and I was like, sure, why not? You should tell them that.
Yeah, tell me
why.
Tell them.
So I can be on the next season. Tell them. Let them know. I'm glad you like it. Mm-hmm. I've heard nothing but wonderful things about it. So
no, and I told her about all the incest. That was the part
that's crazy to me.
When I was talking to Janelle about it last night, she was going, I know. Like, I was like, what is this?
It just makes me think less white people.
And that's why it makes me laugh. And then who was I telling about it? I was telling you, and you said
that's a joke. The jury's like,
what resort did Mike White go to where he was watching people do incestuous things?
Hey, you saw that? Yeah. Okay.
What's going on over there?
Yeah, I would mind my business too. If I was in Thailand and I saw two brothers fucking around,
who am I to say stop?
I am not getting involved in that. I will write it down and tell everyone who will listen to me. And what? But I will not get involved.
Last week was the fifth episode. You feel that energy in the first one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you don't see it till the fifth one.
And you know what's funny?
Kind of.
Because I follow the White Lotus on Instagram, I like see all of the, they make like, they'll cut the scenes and like, or post memes or whatever.
Do you follow Evan Ross Katz?
No.
He was at the White Lotus premiere too. I think he hosted the Q&A that they did at the end of it. I forgot.
Okay.
But he...
I've seen that name before.
But. Yeah, he like will meme a lot of things. So he does like Housewives and different shows. Yeah. He does the White Lotus every single week. He pulls the funniest like parts. Like the daughter, she tells Parker Posey she wants to move to Thailand. And she goes, why? Or she's like, I want to move here. And they're in Thailand and they've been there for like 3 days. And Parker Posey goes, you want to move to Taiwan? Like, so he memed that, because it's like, they're not in Taiwan. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So he memes a bunch of stuff from every week. He's my favorite. He recaps it with memes and they're so funny.
Yeah, I see them post stuff like that. So in the beginning, when the episodes were coming out, I was like a little confused, because some of the stuff I'd see, I'd be like, oh, I thought Patrick Schwarzenegger was playing a straight guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, and because then I would see that stuff with the, but I didn't know that was his brother. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just another man on the at the resort.
The kid?
Yeah, because I don't know the story.
No, but what makes me laugh about that is that they made all the characters that play that family take 1,000 pictures on the red carpet together.
Yes, that is true.
I know, so I'm saying, so when I was looking at them and I've never even seen the show.
Well, see, like, I didn't know if they were a family. I didn't know if they
were
like,
that makes sense because you've never watched the show at all.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm like, so I was noticing who they were pairing. So I'm like, oh, okay, so these girls are like, whatever. And then this is the family.
That's why I was like, I have no information. I'm just like, oh, cool. Like, everybody. And then when I was singing, I was like,
they're friends.
Then I was like, oh, so they're not brothers? Okay.
That's why the guy.
And then when you explained it to me, I was like, what? Yeah. It's like, oh, but then I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Then the stuff I was seeing, okay, I get it. I'm all caught up now. Crazy. Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Good TV, though.
No, for real.
And everybody, I've seen so many people talking about that fucking show. Yeah. Like, how much they love this season.
It's so good.
And I was like, okay, tea, period.
I just think
that's so funny. Yeah. Josh May, I love it. I'm glad that
they
like
love
it
every season. That's why they convinced me to watch it.
That's true. I know they do love The White Lotus. That's why they were really excited when I got to do the premiere for this one.
And I was telling them, I was like, this person was really nice. Everyone was really nice to you. But I was like, she told me this. Mm-hmm. And then I was standing there watching you and I can't hear anything that you guys are saying. And I don't know what I was doing, but I missed a bunch of stuff that you, like, people you got to meet.
Yeah.
Oh, it was when I called mommy. Right. And then I saw Chris Pratt.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That was right.
Bad. Exactly. What a weird job.
Okay. On that note, we're going to get into this week's topic, which
sorry,
is part two.
Sorry, we talked so much, team.
This one's part two of best revenge / karma stories.
Yes.
The ones we read last week were pretty nutty. I will say that.
Kooky bananas. Yeah. And my new bit is, go ahead and play my walk-up song, Lord.
Which is what?
When you read that one about the girl saying her ex had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And then I said, and I bet you were at home. When you got that news, I bet you were at home going, go ahead and play my walk-up song. When you hear good news about something bad happening to someone you hate. Do you know what walk-up songs are?
Yeah. Like, what would you be your walk-up song if you're asking God?
My walk-up song personally would be the song Blue Hunnids. Have you ever heard of that song?
I'm sure I have. You know, I don't know the name of anything.
Go ahead and Google it. That was my song in college. It would either be that or it would be Cut It by OT Genesis and Young Dolph.
Which is having a resurgence moment.
I know. And when I see it and when I tell all of you that that song hated to see me coming, when I was in fucking college, that was my favorite song in college. I loved that. I was tearing up the fucking dance floor when that song came on. Oh, man, I love that song. My friends would play that song if they needed me to rally.
Okay, this first story, this one's from Presley. She said, one of my college professors was so mean to me that when I would get a good mark on a project, she would write mean comments on my work. Like,
damn.
Such as, don't think you know everything. Then one day she sat on my classmate's desk to lean over to look at someone's work. And she ripped the nastiest, loudest boom of a fart I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine being a bitch and you rip ass on accident? What are your thoughts on that?
And you know. If I was in that class and she was dogging me out like that, she bends over, rips a fart, I'm going, that's all I'm doing.
Did you guys hear that?
I'm like, I'm scared. Yeah. I'm immediately going, just to bring attention to it. That's it. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to look shocked and be like, and then when everyone looks at her, I'm going to be like, and then just,
that's so embarrassing.
That's way funnier than being like, did you fart? Although I will say, that does remind me of that episode of The Office where she goes, oh, yeah. I will be mean to Jessica if you need me to be. And she was like,
that's Drew to me.
Yeah. And then she goes, it's okay, Kelly. And she goes, it's really no problem. I was already planning on doing it. And then she tells her not to. And at the very end of the episode, she goes up to Kelly and at the Christmas party, she goes, game on. And she goes, on it. She goes over to Jessica, stands next to her, and she goes, Jessica, did you just fart?
Who plays the character she's being mean to?
Just, I don't know, actually. It's a white girl.
Oh, it's not a famous actress. I can't remember.
Not that I can remember.
Because, you know, was it Isla Fisher? She played the girl that
in the first season?
Yeah.
That sold the purses?
Yeah. I didn't know if it was someone
that
like that.
That episode, that episode is so funny. I love that episode. But I will say, after that episode was when they said they needed to rewrite Michael because he was just like too creepy and unlikable. Mm-hmm. Like he wasn't registering with audiences. Anyways, Jessica, did you just fart? Yeah, that is me. Today's that is me. I will do that. And I am also saying it's really no problem. I was already planning on doing it.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do if I was to your stinky professor. I would literally just be like,
I just think blowing ass like that is always embarrassing.
Yeah, there's no good way to do that, is there?
Oh my God. Like yesterday, I keep bringing up Josh Mayo. We went to dinner. We were standing outside a boba shop with mommy, like talking, the four of us.
Yeah.
And I think Josh was in the middle of talking. And he goes, did someone just fart? And then I started laughing. Mommy goes, I smelled it too. And then all of a sudden I could too. And he goes, ew. Anyways, and then we kept talking. And then he goes, there it is again. Do you guys smell that? And he goes, is this like the fart fan or something? Because we're under a fan. And he's like, I'm sorry, I can't concentrate. If I smell something, I have to say something. I'm sorry. It's just like, that's horrible. And it made me laugh so hard. And it was so
that
bad we
must
moved.
That must be in that side of the family then. Because our mom's the same
genetically,
way,
genetically, it's through the McMoore.
That's hereditary.
It's in her McMoore genes.
Yeah. That's very... And you know what's funny is like, only Samoan people will know this. Mm-hmm. Or Polynesian people maybe in general. But like, specifically for Samoan people, since I was a child, if they smell something bad... They go like this, what's that smell? That's literally, they go,
That's yeah. Why my dad has done that as long as I've known him.
My mom too.
No, but daddy specifically goes,
Papa's done it.
Yeah.
I've seen grandpa do it. Mm-hmm. It's like a Samoan thing. So like, it's like, and it's like the most obnoxious, like what Josh was doing where he immediately goes, like, it's like a visceral facial reaction. Mm-hmm. It's never anything subtle.
Like, you guys, one time we were having Christmas Eve at Drew's house and my uncle brought his dog and he was like in the pool house with my...
This is our Uncle Donovan.
Yeah, it's my mom's
our
brother.
Dad's, our mom's brother.
So yeah. My grandpa was in the pool house with the dog, like playing pool and like watching TV. And the dog took a shit in there. So like my uncle went in there and cleaned it up.
Yeah.
But my grandpa for some reason didn't notice it. I don't know why.
Yeah, he was probably because he was ignoring it. I went to go get Uncle Donovan and tell him to come inside.
And then our uncle said that he went in there and told my grandpa, did you fart?
It was right when we left. Like I was like, Uncle Donovan, Auntie Christy needs you. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, okay, Dad, I'll be right back. And then as he's walking out, he goes, Dad, did you fart? My grandpa looked so pissed off. Like my grandpa was like, no.
And like my uncle knew that like his dog pooped today. But like my uncle's white in his 50s.
Yeah.
Loves to,
and then he said that
loves a bit.
Yeah. He does. He goes, no, of course I didn't. And then my Uncle Donald goes, I'm just kidding. That was the dog shit. All right. Where'd you need me?
Dude, come on.
Did you just fart?
Okay, this next story is from Katie. She said, in high school, I was dating a guy who was dumb and he cheated on me.
Right.
So I casually made comments about his behaviors, suggesting it was linked to a congenital heart disorder called Marfan's. He did not, in fact, have this condition, but he was convinced it was true. I'm probably going to hell, but that's what he gets for cheating.
You know what's even funnier about that? You gaslighting him into believing he has a disease because he's that stupid he'll believe you.
Yeah.
Is so funny on multiple levels. I love, because you could have made something up. Like you could have said he had ligma or something, right? And that would have been funny
Secundis.
Too. Yeah, right? That would have been funny.
What was the one you got Dylan with? Was it ligma?
Yeah, it was a ligma joke.
Okay.
I said, you ever heard of ligma? And she's like, what's that? Mm-hmm. Fucking got him. And I had to see it through. I didn't feel joy when I did it to Dylan. But yeah, you could have done something like that. And that would have been funny. But it's the fact that you picked a very like unknown disease like that is real. And it's in the subtleties of the vengeance. The subtleties are what get me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that about you. I wasn't familiar with your game. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you lying to the extent that you pick something so rare and borderline undetectable that it's actually that much scarier if you actually do have it.
No, I get that.
Your mind works like mine.
You want always 10 steps.
Yeah, so I'm always, I want to live up here. I don't want to visit. I want to live forever. And she said, that's kind of fucked up of me, but that's what he gets. At least you're honest.
This next story is actually anonymous. She said, I had two friends in college that treated me like shit. For example, one of them called me the ugly friend and was being dead ass serious. I eventually blocked them on everything and stopped talking to them towards the end of college. Anyways, a couple of years after we graduated, they were living together and their apartment burned down. I obviously had nothing to do with it because that would be crazy, but it did make me laugh really hard.
That's one of those. That's one
He's
of those.
He's always going to do it. Won't he do it, really?
God's timing is always divine.
This next one's from Gabby. She said, this guy that led me on, who was number one balding and number two, a bum in general. But after he and I went no contact, someone stole his car. They unfortunately did return it, but they had hotbox cigarettes in his car and left all the butts on the floor. And then a few weeks later, he got fired from his job for calling off so much. And one of the times that he called off was because his car was stolen.
Hey, you know what? That's what I said.
And if you were the one that stole his car and burnt cigarettes in there, that's what he gets.
You have no idea what you did for her.
Yeah.
You really helped her out. Well, that's even funnier because it's almost like they just stole it to go smoke cigarettes. That's even funnier. Like, they just needed somewhere to smoke cigarettes. They could do that outside. But I prefer to do it when I drive. Let me just steal someone's car.
That's so funny.
And then putting them out in the car, that's crazy. The smell's probably in there forever. That's
and
even funnier.
Yeah, and just left the fucking butts in there. I'd be pissed. Sorry I took your car. Here you go.
Well, I stole it already. What am I going to do? Clean it? Yeah. Like, that's like what they're thinking. I don't know. Well, am I going to give it a quick rinse before I return it to you?
Let me run it through the quick quack really quick.
Yeah, fuck no. And I ain't doing that shit.
Okay, this last story. This one's from Sarah. She said, my roommate and I were at a frat party freshman year of college and they were treating us horribly. So I found the most annoying thing to steal in the entire house. Their fucking TV remote. Have fun tearing the house apart.
That's so funny.
You ever take someone's Roku and say, hope you like not having fucking TV anymore?
Fucking bitch.
I couldn't find my Roku remote in my room. So I went and took the one from downstairs because I thought it would work because I've done that before. And then all of a sudden I could hear things on downstairs and it scared me. And then I realized because I was high that it's because I'm using the remote.
Because you're turning that Roku's strong as fuck. I know. You can turn your TV on from upstairs.
I know.
That's crazy.
And I was scared. And I was like, do you guys hear that? It's my cats. It's me doing it.
I almost bought a new Roku remote for the living room because we couldn't find the remote.
You guys need to put a little, there's like a case you can buy. I'm pretty sure you put a little AirTag in it and you need that.
I don't need that.
I'm sorry. Billy needs
that. The other human in this house needs that.
If anyone's going to keep AirTags in business, it should be him.
But he won't.
No.
Because he'll never do it.
Why would he do that?
He could, but no, he will not.
Why would he?
I don't know. That would be too, hold on.
You guys, we're leaving Canada. He goes, I think I lost my wallet.
Oh, okay. Girl, okay. Don't even get me started.
Okay.
Literally the day.
Could give a fuck. Okay.
He's like, yeah, I guess it'll turn up eventually. Turn up eventually.
What will?
Turn up where?
How?
How? Oh, the next time we're hanging out in Vancouver in this specific hotel?
We'll just come back and get it then, yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, about the frat house thing? Mm-hmm. That is really funny. Frats are notoriously awful, especially to women, obviously. But it was making me think of when we were, I forget what we were talking about, and you were like, who do I know that did that? And I was like, I don't know. That's so funny, though. When, because it's the same situation where frat guys always try to get girls to kiss each other.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
But I don't know what we were talking about.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. What were we talking about?
I was telling Drew, this is a spoiler for The White Lotus. I said,
Oh, that's right.
I was like, who is it that told us that, like, when you'd be out with your girlfriends, like, at a bar, and guys would be like, kiss your girlfriend. And then the girl would be like, whoever told us this story would be like, okay, you and your friend kiss first. And then they would get mad, right?
Yeah.
I said, who told us that? And we were both laughing, talking about this in the airport. And Drew goes, I used to do that. I go, oh, dude, it's you. She forgot. It's Drew.
I was like, she sounds hilarious. Who is
I must meet this magnificent woman you're describing.
Who is that?
Because I also did that. And I go, dog, it's you.
We have so much in
common. And you were like, oh, shit. Yeah, it is. You're like, I've done that before.
And don't you ever say I'm not an ally.
Yeah, Drew would be like, okay,
I'll
kiss her if you kiss your friend first.
Yeah, what? I was like, you guys do it first. And they're like, why would I do that? And I go, for the same reason I would.
I literally told mommy and I told daddy that story yesterday. He couldn't stop laughing. He could not stop laughing. And I said, that's what everyone's like, what were your daughters doing in college? I was being gay and depressed. And that's what Drew was doing.
And I was torturing them. I would do it
with a faux mink lash.
Oh, girl.
And an Urban Decay highlighter on. Yeah. And a dream. To terrorize every man that came
into his. Yeah, dog. Yeah. And it was always the most, misogynistic dude. Yeah. Like, it was always,
It would be, the guy, that video you sent me, that guy saying, he was like, yeah!
Yes, there's always one guy who's like, yeah, make two girls kiss.
Because you'd be like, okay, kiss your friend.
Yeah, do it.
Kiss your friend.
They'd record and take pictures. Yeah. Fucking weirdos.
They're fucking gross. I told you that I only was friends with lesbians in college, and most of them were butch.
And they weren't doing that. No, shit.
One of my friends is a stud, and she said, "Let's see, these guys will buy us drinks." I go, "For what?" They're not gonna buy us any drinks.
Which.
You're wearing the same outfit as him. They're not going to buy his
drink. Hey, you guys are wearing the same hat. Yeah. So that's probably not going to go over that well.
I watched her walk around and tap people and be like, "Will you buy us drinks?" And these guys are like, "No."
And they're rude as fuck. Yeah. And everyone's being honest.
Hey, but then after that, I went in line for the bathroom, and this girl came up to me and gave me a shot of Fireball that she said that her friend bought her, but she wanted to go home. So won't he do it?
Yeah. That's... I'd be like, "You guys kiss. You do it first." And then they would do it. Sometimes they would actually, and I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, they'll do it. 9 times out of 10, they'll do it. And then they do it. And then I'm like laughing, because I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like cheering it on. Mm-hmm. And then they go, "You guys go." And I go, "Nah." Nah, I don't really feel like doing that. But that was crazy. I'm happy for you guys. Mm-hmm. Everyone's having fun.
I was just like, I'm going to read this last one because it's really funny. Okay. This one's anonymous. She said, "A girl who was really mean to me in elementary and middle school, I found out that in college she fell off an electric scooter and tore her ACL."
Damn. You know what that probably means? If you fell off an electric scooter, maybe that means it was kind of like if you're going on a skateboard down a hill too fast and you jump off and you're trying to run. What if that's how she was it was going too fast and she tried to jump off and she was running, yeah, and that's how you tore it?
Yeah. Or she fell off it funny on her leg, yeah.
Yeah, that could happen too, but then I would think you just break your or sprain your kneecap or something like that. But to tear your ACL, it had to have been hyperextended in some way, either forwards or backwards.
Mm-hmm. It's ahead of her.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine you get off and you're trying to run and then you
and you step weird. Oh, yeah.
There's, and maybe this is because maybe this is former athlete bias, mm-hmm. but when you tear your ACL for anything other than sports, mm-hmm. kind of embarrassing.
No, I get that.
Because it's really hard to tear your ACL. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why.
When you're not doing some sort of form of extreme physical activity.
Running, yeah. or jumping of any kind. You know, yeah. what I'm saying? Like jumping or absorption of mm-hmm. Weight, stuff like that. So I remember when I tore my ACL too, from soccer when I was in high school. I remember this girl was like, "Oh my God, did you tear your ACL?" Because I had my big brace on. And I was like, "Yeah, I tore it in playing a game." And she goes, "Oh my God, I just healed from mine." And I go, "Oh, how'd you tear yours?" And she goes, "I was at the beach." And I was like, "Oh, well, what happened?" And she just said that she was standing in the ocean and a big wave, she's like, wasn't even that big, it only went up to my waist. She said it just hit the back of her knee funny and it made her knee go in.
Yeah, as she was stepping. She tore it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, damn. But she was like, "At least yours was torn playing." I was just standing in the ocean. But bullies never prosper, do they?
No.
That's why she got by a fucking lime scooter.
Years down the line. That's what he said. Just got my lick back from 2016. Yeah,
do not ever rest when it comes to me. I told you that girl, she's like, the worst thing you can gain in this life is not weight. It's me as an enemy. It's my karma. Honestly, that's so real.
Yeah.
The worst thing you could ever gain in this life is karma at betwixt you and I. If it's my karma... good luck.
Good luck, good Charlie.
Good luck, Charlie.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of 288 Girls. We'll probably do a part 3 of this one because we have over 500 responses. So if you want to have the possibility of being included, make sure you go to our Instagram story highlights because we have the Google form in there. But other than that, make sure you guys buy Drew's book. Make sure you sign up for our Patreon because we always mm-hmm. post fun, exciting, exclusive content on there. Sorry, I lost my train of thought as I was talking. But other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.